This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, Brent. Welcome to What's On Your Mind. This is Scott Hanlon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here.
Hello.
He's leaving us next week, though. He's going to take a three-day hiatus. He's going to go on a... What are you going to do? Put your feet up? Relax? What are you going to do?
Yeah. It's okay.
Good for you. Yeah, no, that's fine.
Check out some comedy in Mall of America.
Oh, good for you. That'll be fun.
Yeah. That'll be fun, yeah.
You're done with your performance of Luther?
No, that'll be through this weekend.
Through this weekend.
So 7:30 Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 2 o'clock Sunday, Francis Leach Hyperion Arts and Science Complex for John Osborne's Luther at the True North Theater Company. So there you go.
Yeah, there you go. And they were gracious enough to throw a few tickets my way, and might have to try to fit that into the schedule. We have a daughter home from college for a week. And she is leaving on Saturday for Washington, D.C., where she's spending the summer.
If it helps twist your arm, you know, it takes place in a Catholic church setting, so.
Oh, that's kind of nice. Yes, there you go.
Because, I mean, that's, you know, Martin Luther.
Right. The whole Martin Luther. Yeah, gotcha. Yeah. Anyway, fascinating. Todd the Thespian, we didn't know. I'll be... heading for Norway next month and be gone for a little better than 2 weeks, actually, which will just be like, I don't know.
I'm so jealous of you. Carrie and I need to do that trip. That's not this time, obviously, but, you know, the next time you do it.
We have six different trips going to Norway. Six different trips this year. Just unbelievable. Now, I'm only on one because that's the only time I have to go. But we have six trips, so a lot of listeners from all over. Juven Tours and Travel. Great hosts, wonderful time, should be a lot of fun. So we filled up a lot of planes, heading for Norway, so should be a grand old time. What else was I going to tell you? I don't know that there's a more important topic right now than this trade battle that we're in. And we talked a lot about it yesterday. And here is what I think I heard from a majority of people. Not a supermajority, but I would say somewhere between, you know, 50-60%, as much as two-thirds, maybe. I didn't actually count every text, email, and phone call, so I'm giving you a rough guess on it, just a gut feel. The majority of folks want President Trump, want this administration to continue to do battle with China to fix this for the long term. There are some people that are saying, you got to stop it now. You got to end it now. You've got to. And remember, this is going back to our interview with Wilbur Ross, the president's commerce secretary, who I pressed very hard on this issue. We were at True North Steel, and it was obviously talking about the impact of the tariffs there and the steel industry, and I broadened it to agriculture. And he said, if you can do anything to convey this message from the president, from this administration, to the farmers and ranchers and everybody impacted by this in your audience, tell them the longer we wait, the better the deal. The longer we wait, the better the deal. Now, if somebody told me that and I was down to my last dollar, I would say, I don't care. I'm not going to survive unless you do the deal right now. So I understand people come at this from different perspectives, and people that have been pounded by the last number of years in this price environment and the dollar and, you know, all of the factors that go in. I understand the challenges there. I really, really do. Anybody that has been having a hard time for a number of years through that environment now is at a position where he can't wait much longer. But I have to tell you, it really is an amazing testament to the people of this part of the world to understand that a majority of you in the ag world, and by the way, we're all really in the ag world in North Dakota, just so you know, because I guarantee you this, if somebody waved a magic wand and they found a different way to do farming and ranching and our food came from somewhere else, you know what, folks? We'd have less of everything. Less car sales, less truck sales, less grocery store sales, less, you know, electricity use. I mean, just go down the line. As ag goes, North Dakota goes. More than any other industry. Oil's close now. It's close, because as we can see, it can have an impact statewide as well. It's so big and contributing so much, it's another leg of that stool. But as ag goes, we go. So I have to tell you that I am... Number one, I want to know if you agree with that sentiment, that a majority of folks want to wait this out, want to rip this Band-Aid off and do it. And by the way, there's not many people that would do it. And Donald Trump would do it. Does Donald Trump have flaws? You bet he has flaws. Guess what? Every boat leaks, mine included. But is he doing things no other president in my lifetime has been gutsy enough to do? Absolutely. And he doesn't worry about the fallout. He doesn't get nervous. He doesn't do... Most politicians would not do something like this because too many people wouldn't like them. And unfortunately, the vast majority of political leaders don't do things that might make somebody mad. Sometimes when you're fixing something, you have to make somebody mad. If I've got a dispute in our house, okay, we have to tighten the belt around here. Allowances are going to be 20% lower across the board. No, I need it more than she does. What? You know, I mean, you'd hear every story in the world. He doesn't care. He doesn't care. When I say he doesn't care, he's willing to take the heat to get to a better spot. I think he cares, and I think he cares about farmers and ranchers in a big way. If you follow him on Twitter, you can see it's consuming him right now. What if we just didn't have to do business with China at all? People get tired of doing business there because of the tariffs. They'd go somewhere else. Maybe they'd come to the USA. Maybe they'd make their things right here. What if we bought products with the money we're getting from the tariffs? We sent those overseas and helped the farmers that way. He's thinking out loud. That's what he does. He's transparent that way. 100% transparent. There's nothing he's thinking you don't know. For the most part, it's incredible. We ought to like that as a country. We know what our president's thinking. Do we know what Obama's thinking? Holy buckets. No way. I'd love to see a thought bubble every day above that head, given what he did, given how he acted. Talking about police. I mean,
There's so many punchlines. Thought bubble.
Right. I'm not going to relive those years, but I'm just saying. Even George W. Bush, I mean, they had a communications plan buttoned down. Everybody in the administration talked about one thing per week, you know, and very disciplined. So he was thinking 20 other things. You only heard about the one. Or maybe that's okay. It's a different way. But I appreciate it. So I have two questions for you. One, do you agree that the majority of folks here are with him and want to just do this right? Two, just dream a little bit. What could be the possibilities if he did it and did it right? Imagine. By the way, they're ripping off our intellectual property right now. I mean, if we're able to fix that, the overall benefit to our economy and the people, I mean, you send over an iPhone there and then they break it down and they steal it. They have no rules. None. So think of the things we could fix. We have a lot of leverage. I mean, look at them. When we announced that we were up in the tariffs, what'd they say? We're going to do all $60 billion. Wait a minute, $60 billion? Only $60 billion? So that's all you have in the way of imports? Who's getting the short end of this deal? You know what I'm saying? I want to talk about that a little bit. We're also going to talk about career academies today with NDSCS, John Richmond, the president, and also Tony Grinberg, who has been working for NDSCS on a strategic plan for career academies tied to the workforce. We'll talk a little bit about that. Also, the Burning Hill Singers are going to be here today, Todd. The Burning Hill Singers, ladies and gentlemen. And we have some Moms Day winners to announce. I didn't get to it yesterday. I will today, I promise. Leah and Benedict, tell me what's on your mind.
Yes, good morning. As far as these trade talks, we are operating and showing at half strength as a nation towards this Chinese government. And that is all because the Democrats will not show that we are standing unified to stand against what China has been doing to us. And, you know, they see that we are not a unified power. And the Democrats have led the Chinese by example in how they negotiated with President Trump on the wall. And when the Chinese see this, they say, well, why shouldn't we do the same? Well, we will just pressure him.
You're very wise, Leah. You are very wise. And you don't think they're reading the tea leaves? One of the reasons they hit farmers is because they knew that those would be in states that Trump needs to win. So they're playing a very calculated political game. Meanwhile, our politicians are not speaking with a unified voice. You're exactly right. Ethanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture, and it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cass Schools, tells us how important the Tharaldson ethanol plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. Now, not only are they a great, you know, tax-paying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Hello, I'm Jim from ndflagpoleguy.com. Spring 2019 brings a new opportunity to shine a light on liberty. We install American-made flagpoles, flags that honor veterans, and all American-made flagpole accessories. We are out to make sure every business in North Dakota and the surrounding area has a flagpole. Check out our website at ndflagpoleguy.com for anything you need, or call me, 701-571-FLAG. And thank you.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Grand Forks, Stutzman, Williams, Dunn, Slope, Oliver, McLean, Stutzman, and Ramsey counties in North Dakota, and farm and construction equipment retirement auctions in Dickinson, Bowman, and Steele, North Dakota. And don't forget to register for the Great Plains Land Expo on June 26th in Fargo. View the expo and all of these great auctions at Pfeiffer's.com. That's Pfeiffer's.com.
If you talk, your name will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Yeah, you can do it if you try.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Love hitting the road. Going to be a grand time. Coming up next week in Minot, there are farm credit organizations that will be holding a little celebration to talk about rural community and the grant fund. $4 million in grants have gone to Bakken communities since 2012. Isn't that something? And the Rural Community Grant Fund at Farm Credit Services of North Dakota, Minot, next week will mark more than $4 million in grants, more than 250 awards made by the fund since it was created in 2012, helping communities in the Bakken region with projects such as affordable housing, emergency services, medical facilities, and services. So should be great. Looking forward to that. We are with the folks from Farm Credit Services of Mandan of North Dakota and the AgriBank Farm Credit Bank as well. 9 to 11 on Wednesday. Farm Credit Services, Minot. So should be great fun. CJ's here from Dak Diesel. CJ, how are you?
Oh, busy, but doing great. You know, it's a beautiful Tuesday. Got the doors open and getting some fresh air in here. It's nice to where a guy can open the door and get a little bit of fresh air. So, but yeah, a lot of projects working on today, working on another Bobcat today, and also got one of my guys working on a BXS Caterpillar engine in a truck, and then I got another guy putting a cylinder head on another C15 Cat. So just go, you know, never slowing down around here. So it's one of these things, you know, whatever your issue is, you know, you got engine issues in your truck, you need a tune-up, you know, it's not running right, anything like that, you know, definitely give us a call. You know, we'll take care of it for you. So
701-258-5011. Great team. Busy, busy, busy. That's the way to be. Go get them. Dak Diesel.
Sounds good. I'll talk to you on Thursday, Scott.
You got it. Look forward to it. Thank you.
Yep, Chad, thank you.
Chad and Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Chad.
Hi, Scott. Scott, see on that Delta Airlines thing, that Global, Delta Global, that's a company out of Toronto. They got fired by the Suncatcher Airlines because of the same problem they were having, the same thing.
And yeah,
the Star Tribune.
I found the article in the Star Tribune you're talking about. Let me just explain this to folks that haven't been listening. Fargo, Hector International Airport, has been having some issues with a Delta Global Services. It's a contractor that they handle, like, you know, when the plane comes in, getting hooked up to the gate and getting the luggage off and getting the plane cleaned, all that stuff. And this has been going on for over a year, and they are not able to hire the correct amount of staff. So somebody said to them, well, you know, what do you pay? Like, what do you offer? Well, $8.50 an hour. Well, hello. I mean, have you seen the economy? Have you seen how things are roaring? No wonder. So it goes on. And the reason I brought it up, and that's what Chad heard, was I was out there Saturday. Our daughter was home from college. She is supposed to get in at 11:50, ends up getting in at 11:20, but doesn't get off the plane till just before midnight. And then the luggage doesn't come till, you know, 12:30. It was just ridiculous at that hour of the night. You couldn't find anybody in the place. So I called Sean Doberstein at the airport. I said, isn't this fixed yet? What's going on? And he said, no, it's them. And the pilot even told people to complain at Delta.com. So Chad is talking about a story where Sun Country had the same contractor and fired them last year down in the cities. But they haven't been fired by Delta here yet, and they ought to be. I reached out to Delta. I just said, what's going on here? What is going on here? And Delta basically said, we know, but here's exactly what they said. We are aware of some recent operational changes at Hector International Airport. This, by the way, if you have any kids in your family that are thinking about going to work for companies to do public relations, this is how you write a sentence without saying anything. It takes an art to do that. Here we go. We are aware of some recent operational challenges at Hector International, and our leaders are continuing to work directly with the team in Fargo to ensure baggage handling equipment and resources have been set up appropriately to deliver the travel experience customers expect. As always, we are committed to operational excellence in every market we serve, and we have made changes in Fargo. I think they meant to say we have made meaningful changes in Fargo to return that to a high level of service. Well, I haven't noticed any. They did go on to tell me on background that the example I share doesn't reflect the customer service they aim to deliver. So besides the statement above, they wanted us to know they've hired a new station manager for Fargo in addition to station service managers. I'd love to meet that person. We're in the process of hiring additional staffing and resources. Additional equipment is being added to the Fargo station to support their operation. Intense focus at DGS and Delta to return the Fargo to operational excellence customers expect from us. Intense focus. Intense focus I would take a year ago and then today say, see, the product of our intense focus, their intense focus isn't doing squat. If what I experienced on Saturday can continue, and I imagine others are as well. I didn't feel so bad. I mean, I didn't feel bad for us, whatever. I was talking to my daughter the whole time, other than the time she was on the plane and getting caught up. But there was a deployed soldier coming back. 2 years he'd been gone. Had a big crew of family and friends to meet him. 2 years. And they got to wait a half hour for him to get off the plane and wait a half hour for his luggage. You know, that's just not right. So anyway, Chad, that's what I appreciate you sharing the info. Thank you very much. 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number. I'm anxious to know if you agree that, I mean, just in your own circle, do the majority of people you talk to who are in farm, who ranch, you know, in the ag world being impacted by this trade war, do more of them want this fixed once and for all, willing to do a little short-term pain to get to some long-term gain? Let me know that. I want to know that today, if that sentiment is accurate from what I'm sensing. And if there's another way, what's another way? What'd be a plan B? We don't want to just let China roll over us, do we? I don't think so. We need to announce a few winners from our Mother's Day contest, and we have some dandies. Can you play that first one, Kev? And it is the story about the lawnmower. You remember that one? Kev, you remember the lawnmower one?
I do, yes.
Okay, do you have that one ready?
I do, yep.
Okay, let me hear it.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, you want a story about mothers. My father was about as romantic as a goat. So on Mother's Day many years ago, he bought her a new riding lawnmower. So she figures fair is fair. So she bought him for Father's Day a new wash machine. They were quite a pair. Just thought I'd give you a cute story. Thanks.
Is that not any good?
I remember one Christmas, my dad got my mom a coffee maker and a coffee grinder. And my mom really didn't drink much coffee. And that went over like a lead balloon.
Oh, my gosh. My wife bought me a dog, and we already had four. Yeah, I didn't need another one, you know? Here on eBay birthday was actually her present. That wasn't for Father's Day. That was my birthday.
See how they did that? Yeah.
Anyway, that was Ben McIntyre. And Ben from the Big Tractor Parts. There you go, Ben. Thank you. We got a MyPillow waiting for Ben. And four others, lucky winners from all those that sent in wonderful stories about your moms on Friday. Thank you for that. Coming up on What's on Your Mind. More after this. Don't go away.
Hi, it's Scott Hinman. Let me tell you about my friend Jeff Comer from MineralTracker.com. Jeff's a petroleum engineer and a veteran of the industry. His family turned to him for assurance they were getting paid correctly on their minerals and to help them understand their future income possibilities. So Jeff and a team built Mineral Tracker to give mineral and working interest owners a professional tool at an affordable price so they can really start managing their minerals like a business. Sign up for your free trial now at MineralTracker.com. Call 833-842-2924 or email info@MineralTracker.com.
When higher education and business become partners, great things happen. University of Mary's new Workforce Development Initiative was launched to help employers meet today's challenges to hire and keep great employees. From project management to customer service, information technology to vital soft skills, the University of Mary offers programs to fit your unique business needs. Take your business to the next level with customized employee education programs from the University of Mary. Discover more about this new initiative at umary.edu/workforce.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Can the Democratic field for the White House next year get any bigger? Montana Governor Steve Bullock has just become the 22nd Democratic candidate.
We need to defeat Donald Trump in 2020 and defeat the corrupt system that lets campaign money drown out the people's voice.
That from Bullock's video announcement posted this morning. He won re-election in 2016 when President Trump carried Montana by 20 points. Former Democratic Congressman Anthony Weiner just released from a Bronx halfway house this morning after being found guilty of sexting with a 15-year-old girl.
It's good to be out. Hope to get back to my family and make up for some lost time.
He'd been sentenced to 20 months in prison, but spent the final months in a halfway house. He's been ordered to register as a level one sex offender. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
And my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore. I was diagnosed with sarcoidosis. It really affected my breathing and the strength that I had. And I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back. And it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
When you call, use discount code USA. And we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
A story yesterday about, it was actually by the trade organization for apartment builders, people that develop apartment buildings, and it was a ranking of the lowest price of electricity in the country, and North Dakota was number one. And you know what I thought of instantly? Coal. Clean, beautiful coal. That's what I thought of right away. Isn't that something? Guess what, folks? When you live in North Dakota and you have affordable energy, I mean, this is ranked by this group. They're saying we have the lowest electricity prices in the country, and it's certified by EIA, some government agency. It isn't like somebody just making it up. That means what? Your rent's going to be lower than it is somewhere where the electricity is higher. That's why you need to care about affordable, reliable energy. That's why you need to spend some time on it. It makes a difference. Go to SecureEnergyFuture.org. Find out what's going on legislatively. Talk to your legislators, especially if you're in Minnesota. Most of North Dakota legislators get this pretty well, but Minnesota's got some work to do. Same with their governor and former governor. But SecureEnergyFuture.org helps you do all that, get you connected. Clean, affordable, reliable energy. Served us very, very well at good baseload energy for a lot of years. And we appreciate our partnership with the friends at the Lignite Energy Council. Find out more at SecureEnergyFuture.org. All right, we got a couple of guests joining us in the program. We're going to talk workforce today, one of my favorite topics ever. And it's an issue that we really have. If we have a dashboard, it's a blinking engine light right now. Workforce, and not just for tomorrow and a month from now and a year from now, but long term. It is. So it's one of those issues we don't talk about enough, but we need to. A texter says, how come I don't hear about the wall anymore? Well, I it isn't that I'm forgetting the wall. We've had a trade war that we're tackling, and we also have been following a lot of other issues. There's a little bit of a pause going on right now. I'll just tell you this. Related to Fisher Industries, the Corps of Engineers, the proposals to build the wall a mile a day. The protest that was undertaken by Fisher was successful. They threw out all the bidders and they started over. So they've got a new process going now, at least on one of the jobs. So that might be some good news. And also, Tommy Fisher and the crew, do you remember an interview we did with a fellow by the name of Brian Colfage? He was the wounded warrior that started We Build the Wall. They are building security fences, walls, barriers, whatever you want to call them, border fence along the border on privately held land. And Fisher's doing a little bit of that right now. So there's your quick update, but it's a reminder. I'll see if we can't get something going this week on that. But workforce is one of those topics, too, we don't spend enough time on. So it's we'll talk about what you talk about. That's why we call this What's on Your Mind, so you can call us and talk about it. We're joined today by Dr. John Richman. He is the president of NDSCS. John, nice to have you back on the program. How are you?
I'm doing great, Scott. Thank you for the opportunity to continue our discussion on workforce.
And Tony Grinberg, who's Vice President of Workforce Affairs here as well. Hey, Tony, how are you doing?
Doing great. Good morning, Scott.
Good to have you here. Appreciate you both being here. We don't talk about this enough. I have called the whole workforce debate a little bit of a disappointment in the last session, and the Workforce Academy, officially called the Career Workforce Academy, they're called career academies too, whatever, is one of those areas. Can we start by just explaining it, first of all? Tony, what is this? You've been working on this for a while.
Well, maybe I'll defer to John. He can tee it up if that's okay.
Oh, sure, absolutely. I want to talk a little about the legislative side of this as well,
sure.
Because you started working on this, obviously, as a senator, too. John, yeah, just give us the big picture. What is the Career Workforce Academy?
Sure. Career academies have been around for decades, Scott. They're an opportunity where one school district or multiple school districts can send students to get career and technical education, career awareness opportunities, career exploration opportunities, and in our case, the one that we are planning for Cass County would build career pathways, really K through 14, and then even beyond. So let me just back up and spend a minute on those. So career awareness, the studies across the country will tell you the sooner you get students involved in career and technical education, project learning, hands-on learning, whatever you want to refer to that, the sooner you get them involved, the better the opportunity and the higher percentage of those students that will continue that educational path. So career opportunities for elementary students. Then let's go to the junior high age, Scott. There, we want to do more than just do walking tours and talking to the elementary students. When they're junior high students, we want to give them a hands-on project, something that they can complete. It might be a 20-minute project. It might be 21-hour projects throughout an academic year. But getting them deeper involved in a fewer number of careers that they have a greater interest in. And then we get to the high school age, and that's where as great a relationship as NDSCS and the school districts in Cass County have, and we already have dual credit and some early college program, what we want to do is to elevate that and provide a greater percentage of students while they're still in high school an opportunity to start their college education. So they're going to get to their degree quicker, it's going to be more affordable, and they'll have the studies will tell you they have a higher percentage of completion rate coming out of high school and then getting into and finishing up that associate degree. That takes it from K through 14, Scott. The academy we're planning for Cass County would also then include the incumbent workforce, the current workforce, the workforce that's out there working right now, as you well know, always needs that upskilling, always needs that opportunity to improve their skills. We want to provide that training as well. And then the last component of our academy is the New American program, where new Americans not only get the improvement and the English skills, but in order to be in our program, they have to do the English as well as achieve a certain skill. And right now we're providing skills in IT, in allied health programs, and in manufacturing. So really, we're taking it from the kindergarten age all the way through and beyond an associate degree, Scott. That's what we're planning for Cass County.
And who feeds that? When you talk about elementary schools, middle schools, the K through 14,
sure.
Who's your partners?
You bet. Northern Cass, Central Cass, West Fargo, and Fargo and NDSCS are the five agencies that are working and planning to see what we can get developed, how soon we can get it developed for their student bases in those four school districts, as well as then into the NDSCS academic programs.
Tony, where these have worked well, what's been the outcome?
Great question, Scott. When you look at, you visit with Dale Horoff at the Bismarck Career Academy on the Bismarck State College campus. They're about 5 years into their operation. Wonderful facility. Kids are coming in constant throughout the day in the school year. They've experienced about a 10% of the K-12 population in the Bismarck area that attend classes and better career preparedness at the academy, which represents about 1,400 students. coincidentally, in Sioux Falls, Southeast Technical Institute and the Career Academy are housed right alongside I-29 on the west side of Sioux Falls. They're experiencing about 10% of their K-12 population taking courses and learning experiences in their academy. So when we look at that, those two sister cities, if you will, close by, when we look at 25,000 students, you know, our planning is that we're at a minimum 10%, we feel, with the proper programming and the proper partnership with our K-12 districts, that'll equate to about 2,500 to 3,000 kids a year that have an experience that they don't have today.
Does that, I mean, if you broke up the, workforce needs, what percentage of these sort of skills match? In other words, are we falling behind now and this fills that gap?
Another great question. We have approximately 140,000 people employed in the workforce in our region in Cass and Clay counties. And when you look at where they go to work, the representative of the academy strategy, IT, for example, healthcare, construction trades, transportation, we looked at the current workforce. Everybody's being challenged by availability of workers and skilled workers. We just look at who's our market. And so that's the focus of the Career Academy, is programs that are targeted to the actual workforce needs in our region.
And how is the, for lack of a better term, John, recruitment? When the interaction with the students, the 10% that Tony mentions in Sioux Falls, the success they've had in Bismarck, how do they do that? How do they engage the students?
Sure. It really gets back to that career awareness. So if you can envision a facility and then at all of the elementary schools periodically throughout the academic year, Scott, would be busing students, bringing students into this facility where they can see and hear about the viable careers. A lot of the factor in the shortage of workforce is these students, as Tony just said, don't have the opportunity to even know what careers exist or what educational path to get on to get to those types of careers. So starting at that elementary, bringing them into a facility, showing them, maybe taking them to a manufacturing plant or a work site to get them exposed to that. But then where I think the real crux of this falls is in that junior high age, where we can provide them, or we're planning to provide them, that hands-on opportunity where they actually get to build something, take something apart, put it back together. I think that's where the really career awareness, career advancement, and teaching students what they can do when we expose them to these opportunities that we aren't today.
How do you what's this cost? How do you fund it? How does that work?
Great question. You know, in my tenure, 20 years in economic and workforce development, and largely that's some of the portfolios I carried as a member of the state Senate years ago. Step back 20 years, when some of your listeners might recall and remember Representative John Dorso. John Dorso convened a meeting with then presidents of NDSU and NDSES, Tom Plow and Jerry Olson, and said, "Can't you two figure out something to meet the training needs and add welders to the market and the manufacturing base here in Fargo?" That spawned and dawned the NDSES Fargo location with a public-private partnership, where I became involved as an employee of the Economic Development Office at the time. And Representative Dorso said, "Go raise money from the private sector, and we'll see what we can match at the state." So in essence, $4 million was raised 20 years ago to renovate the vacant Kmart building on 19th Avenue North. About half came from the private sector, and about half from the state and federal government, and it's operated for 20 years. So what we're talking about here is just embracing a commitment and a leadership of our community who embraces public-private partnerships to take the Career Academy model that John mentioned with the other components of training and take them to the next level with a $30 million public-private partnership. $15 million we're raising from the private sector, and then $15 million from the public sector to scale the operation. And then with the overall operating dollars with the school districts and NDSES with its formulas with dual credit, for example, are going to help sustain the operation. So it's a great way to bring in the private sector. And so they're committed and they want to see success. So they're at the table with planning as well as the public sector when their core missions.
Yeah, I love those matches. No doubt about it. It's a good when you're solving a problem, especially for the private sector. It makes sense that obviously the private sector help make that happen as well. Short break, back with more on What's on Your Mind. We're chatting with John Richmond, Tony Grinberg, talking workforce today and the workforce Academy. More after this.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
There's nothing like a good book. When I found Puppies, Lambs, Bunnies, and Motorcycles, a story about growing up on a farm in the Midwest, I thought, this might be a good read. Well, it's not a good read. It's a great read. One of the 5-star reviews on Amazon says, it reads like Tom Sawyer. I couldn't agree anymore. Puppies, Lambs, Bunnies, and Motorcycles by Dwight Hinkle, a childhood memoir about hard work and achieving your dreams. You can order online by going directly to Amazon. Makes a great gift for graduates or anyone in the family. Order your copy today.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Dan Mockerbradick. The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds soybean farmers to use soy biodiesel to pump up your bottom line. Biodiesel is a clean-burning, renewable fuel produced from domestic resources like soybeans. It can be used as a pure fuel or blended with petroleum at any percentage. Biodiesel can offer a number of performance benefits to your diesel engine, including improved fuel lubricity, prevention of premature wear and tear, protection against fuel injector and injection pump failure, less equipment downtime, and lower maintenance costs. Most importantly, biodiesel increases the value of soybeans by 63 cents per bushel. Farmers are encouraged to ask for and use biodiesel and diesel equipment. They're your soybeans. Put them to work for you. For more information about biodiesel, visit biodiesel.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows!
Mm-hmm.
Great idea!
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Summertime is here. Time to fire up the barbecue grill. And there's one place where you can get that beautiful, tasty, marvelous Wagyu beef. North Dakota raised Wagyu beef, I might add. Wagyu and Angus. And that is the Schweitzer's Gourmet Meats in Bismarck. They're at 625 South Washington Street, right next to Runnings. Not far from Dan's supermarket there. You know what I'm talking about in South Washington? You can find them there. You'll find them. 625 South Washington, and their jerky made from beef raised right here in western North Dakota. The Wagyu, by the way, I guess it's the intense marbling that really is the secret. But this is North Dakota raised stuff. So come on in. Beer brats, cheddar brats, homemade summer sausage, meat sticks. They've got it all. If you tell them you heard about it on What's on Your Mind, you get a discount. You get a big discount. Yeah, they're going to take good care of you. Schweitzer's Gourmet Meats. Sound like a good time? Does to me. Continuing our chat about workforce and the Career Workforce Academy project with the president of NDSCS, John Richman. Dr. John Richman, and then also Tony Grinberg, is here, vice president of workforce affairs for NDSCS. So, 15-15, to raise it, I'll John, you know, is this project going to happen?
Great question, Scott. Yes, it will happen. I think we hit a milestone a while back, and the five agents, excuse me, the five agencies, the public schools, and ourselves just realized that this is going to happen. It's a matter of how and when. We still have a lot of planning to do. We have developed our strategic plan. We've started to implement a portion of that. Very soon we will have our program plan accessible for the public to start to view. So we're leading down that path that we see the light at the end of the tunnel, Scott. But to say exactly when or how or where, that all of those types of questions need to be answered. And the reason that that light is there is what you very well know is that workforce shortage. And if we continue to do what we do today, it's not going to get any better. And in fact, it'll only get worse. We have to do things differently. We have to do things more collaboratively for these efforts to help.
Is it the money, Tony? I mean, if you had $15 million from the private sector right now, would the 15 follow from government sources?
That's a great question. We still have work to do on the public side. We're continuing to have dialogue with you know, our partners. And on the private side, we are a little over $11 million in commitment. So I anticipate that by fall we'll have the remaining amount pledged to our project. And so that's a big milestone. I mean, I think some people were waiting to see, will the private sector actually step up? Well, they have, and they continue to step up. And we expect more engagement from the chamber and the EDC here in the, over the summer as well, from the business community to move this forward.
I don't want you to be too critical of your former colleagues in the legislature, but I have a sense that not enough of a priority was directed towards workforce in this session. Is that fair?
Well, I think it's fair to say there could have been more efforts on the North Dakota Workforce Development Council recommendations. You know, they did do some things. Skills, I forget John helped me the title of it, but they funded recruiting of students by competition with South Dakota, for example, on some grant and loan dollars to recruit more students in North Dakota in these high need areas. So they did some positive things. But I, you know, in my tenure in the legislature, as well as today as a member of the, you know, college, as well as a local leader here in Fargo, you know, we've always strived to have a comprehensive workforce development strategy. And largely, I think we accomplished that last year. It just needs more work and more understanding and quite frankly, more investment.
Do you sense a commitment, President Richman, from the legislature to this project, to overall, you know, workforce issues?
I think from the workforce issues, yes. There has always been, I'm in my 13th year, Scott, as being the president, and so that would equate to six or seven legislative sessions. There's always been those discussions, and I was really impressed with the Workforce Development Council's report that they put out. I thought that was spot on. I couldn't have written it any better from the recommendations. But I think what we need now to take that next step is to take that Workforce Development Council and build on that and get the executive branch, get the legislative branch, get the State Board of Higher Education working all together to really move forward with some of those recommendations that came out of that council to really advance the workforce issues in North Dakota statewide, not just in Cass County, not just in the East, but statewide.
I want to ask you just real quickly about the news related to the audit, and there seemed to be some differences between yourself and others on that, and that led to the auditor suggesting that you know, citizens needed to be assured that their tax dollars were used responsibly and integrity and transparency from the top down for that. Where is that at? Where are we at with the audit? What would you say in response to that?
Sure, and you know, we've always been very clear and upfront that in the FCS, North Dakota State College of Science, we've always had that culture of continuous improvement, and we've always been very receptive to all of the various types of accreditation processes that we go through, from the Higher Learning Commission to department accreditations. We have a number of financial audits that are done internally every year. We've always been open to that, and we're very receptive to the recommendations that come out of that. Where we're at in that process is this audit now will go two different branches. One, the state board will start to address it here at the end of May, and then in June, and the legislative committee, they will address it at their quarterly meeting in June.
Got it. All right. Appreciate the update on that.
Thank you, Scott.
Gentlemen, thank you. Appreciate it. Keep battling.
We're going to make it happen.
All right, good to talk to you guys. Thanks a bunch. More coming up on What's On Your Mind, your calls next.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause soil to shift, ultimately leading to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation is in need of stabilization is cracking in your walls or flooring. Let us help you protect your greatest asset. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.